Donovan Bennett's in studio with us. Are you doing the national panel tonight?
I'm not, no. Wasn't the...
Why
but
not?
But thank you for asking.
You can make
I love you
smaller.
On that.
They didn't ask. Wasn't the entire All-Star game draft...
The worst?
...tampering? Like, wasn't that just a half-hour session of open tampering?
You make an exception. That's why there were jokes about it.
On Team LeBron, six unrestricted free agents in the offseason. I'm all for it. I'm not saying it's bad.
I thought that the draft, I think that it should be on All-Star weekend with all of the players there getting live reaction of them being drafted and clowning each other.
Tell this that to little, Phil Kessel.
This double That's ender, right. Bradley Beal doesn't care. The double ender was so boring for me. The reaction after was fine. And like, there was a few moments, but for the most part, I was just like, okay, I could rather just get the list.
This is sort of like, would people react differently? It's the same thing as being in the room with somebody, right? You're like, hey, you're awesome. And then you're like, or they say that to you and you're like, gee, I hope they're saying the same thing when I leave the room. And NBA players might be like, there might be a little peer pressure in a room to pick teams. That's not the same as when you're drawing up a list, right?
Does whatever. These are all guys that have been picked first throughout their entire playground lives. A moment of humility might not be the worst thing. That you're the worst of the best players in the whole world.
It's painful. It hurts. It's hilarious. It's bachelor-esque.
I would want an ISO cam on Westbrook the whole time if they did it in real time. Because he would have been mad he wasn't picked relatively early. Yeah. There were many point guards picked ahead of him. And then he was traded.
He would have been
so he's
livid.
Going to be mad at everyone.
Yeah. So would Russell Westbrook this year rather win the All-Star MVP or make it to the conference finals against Golden State? He's not going to beat Golden. He wants the All-Star MVP more.
I totally agree.
No,
he does.
Stop.
No,
It's true, Ashley.
Play in an All-Star game? He is the NBA version of Pete Rose.
He's just hungry.
No, he goes at it. All right, before we get to Anthony Davis, Raptors, all that, come on. I want to talk to you and break bread about the Michael Jordan comment. I love Tom Brady. It's not a last name thing. I did cover him at Michigan. Okay, fine, the last name helps. But Michael Jordan, you're going pre-Twitter and pre-internet. You know MJ with Twitter around. Like, we're judging Tom Brady in the internet age, and Michael Jordan, there was no forum for me to run around and tell people how much I hated him.
So what are you arguing?
A lot of people couldn't stand Michael Jordan.
Oh,
you called him universally beloved.
Brady, you gave no context.
Because there was a conversation after Brady won that since he has six and MJ has six, that they are equivalent goats. I thought that's what you
were referring to. I loved your article. I read all your stuff. I post it around the house so my 13 and 10-year-old son can read. We watch you on the national. I love everything you do.
You think...
don't know how you could say Michael was universally beloved.
There was a I want to be like Mike... campaign. Like, that was the thing. There was never I want to be like Tom Brady.
Because it's just so obvious. He has $200 million. He's married to Giselle Bundchen. He lives in he plays in Boston.
If there's a football...
His great hair.
If there's a football equivalent of Space Jam, is Tom Brady in the movie? I don't think he is. Like, Peyton Manning is the one who got all of the commercials, was hosting SNL. I think Michael Jordan was beloved more than... Clearly more than Tom Brady. Was Jordan hated? Sure, but I don't think it's at the level that Brady is.
He froze my man Isaiah Thomas out of the Olympics.
he did.
And Chuck Daly should have said, I'm not coaching you, Michael Jordan, unless Isaiah Thomas is on the team.
You think he should have frozen Jordan out?
I would not have allowed Michael Jordan to pick who can be off the team and kick my... Just because Isaiah Thomas treated him like crap at an All-Star game, which he probably did also and didn't pass the ball to him. I love the soap opera of it. And Jordan, I'm not a Scottie Pippen truther, but until Scottie came along, Michael Jordan was losing playoff series. He had to wait for the Celtics and the Pistons to get old. He never played a great team in the NBA Finals. Now I'm diminishing his
yeah, now this has turned into something different.
But I love how 6-0 is like somehow better than 6-3. I like Joe Montana's 4-0 would be better than Tom Brady's 6-3. I don't understand that.
But wait, you're not arguing that Brady is better than or equivalent to Jordan?
Yeah,
right?
he's
better.
Tom Brady's the most accomplished
team
sport athlete.
He's not saying that he's equivalent. He's
not even
better.
Close.
Tom Brady is three wait, better.
So
look, he's 41. What Michael Jordan was 30 pounds overweight at 41 on a 30-win Wizards team.
If we're talking about longevity, sure.
Doesn't that matter? How does it not matter? I'm saying the greatest career.
But.
Your career is your longevity.
The height of Jordan was so much higher than Brady. There was never a doubt, in Jordan's prime, his Bulls years, that he was the best player in the NBA. Never a doubt. We've had arguments about who the best quarterback was throughout Tom Brady's career. We got tired of giving Jordan MVPs. I'm not sure. Is Tom Brady a more dominant football player than Jim Brown?
I think it's harder.
I don't think so. Jim Brown doesn't have the longevity because he wanted to make movies. But Jordan clearly was the best player of his era and arguably best of all time.
Haven't there been eight of Tom's 19 years where he's the best quarterback?
I don't think so.
If there's eight great Michael Jordan years?
If you remove Tom Brady from the Patriots and put Aaron Rodgers on that team or Peyton Manning on that team, is the record any different? Tom Brady may be the most clutch quarterback, but even early on in the Patriots, he was hitting...
No, he was managing
Coates,
games.
Yeah. He wasn't the reason why the Patriots were winning.
I don't know. I mean, Michael's played with two Hall of Famers in Dennis and Scottie Pippen, and he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Now, don't disrespect
he's got that
Steve
Bill Belichick. Second best New England Patriot Tom Brady's ever played with over a long span of time? You can't count Randy Moss, who's only there 4 years.
Michael was Michael well before Dennis Rodman. Scottie Pippen, although Hall of Famer, wasn't necessarily dominant to the same degree without Jordan. But, I mean, how much of the Patriots' dominance is about Brady and how much of it is about Belichick?
Well, I don't think they have the same record with any other quarterback. Peyton Manning was an under 500 playoff quarterback.
They had a pretty good record with Matt Cassel.
Is it even fair?
They didn't make the playoffs of Matt Cassel.
But you need to give
evidence where Matt Cassel was good in other places because Aaron Rodgers has been good in other places and so has Peyton Manning.
With Bill Belichick is when Cassel was good. If we argue that Matt Cassel was a replacement level player and the Patriots, obviously not winning a championship, but were good. Garoppolo, not Brady, but the Patriots were still good. If you took a replacement level NBA player at any time during Jordan's prime and put him at shooting guard for the Bulls, they're not the same team.
Dak Prescott is 9-7 with this year's Patriots, and Matt Stafford 7-9. And Aaron Rodgers is maybe 9-7. Aaron Rodgers was bad this year. Threw a lot of balls away, took a lot of sacks. He's injured all year too.
You think if you have Aaron Rodgers, Bill Belichick, he doesn't have more than one Super Bowl?
Might have. Okay, but doesn't have six, and he didn't go to nine. I love Michael. I can't even believe you're making me say bad things about Michael Jordan. I hate him, but I don't disrespect his record.
This whole thing was about likability, and now we're getting deep down into Hall of Fame and best of all time.
Mm.
Get back on track.
Oh, okay, I'll take a breath. But we'll agree to disagree. It's wonderful. It's great that we're talking. I think it's a conversation. You don't. You're like, it's clearly. And I'm going, no, it's debatable. Debatable, clearly.
Phelps, Jordan,
now we're swimming?
Serena.
How did we get swimming?
I'm just saying, of the eye test, the dominant athletes that we've seen in our lives, Tom Brady is fantastic. But I don't watch him and say Tom Brady took over that football game. In fact, they just won a Super Bowl in many cases because he was less bad than the other quarterback, not because he took over the game. Julian Edelman was the best offensive player in that game. We've never seen Michael Jordan in the finals where someone else was better.
Oh, yeah, we did. You want Jordan games where he's 7 for 21? You want Jordan games where he's 5 for 19? Even game 5 against Utah, his second last game in the finals, he's shot terribly.
He has 6 finals. He has 6 MVPs.
You just said there were no moments in series. I mean, he had 5 series go to 6 games. Where's the dominance? You'd sweep a team. The Golden State's sawing teams down in the finals.
But every time his team won, he was the best player. I agree that we shouldn't penalize players for losing in the championship as if losing in the conference finals is better. So Jordan is 6-0, but all the times he lost in the Eastern Conference Finals, that is somehow not as bad as Brady losing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's weird.
I agree with that, but I still think Jordan's more dominant. But this is not why... You have me here. What were we actually supposed to talk about?
And my blood pressure.
I should have warned you.
I'm so sorry. I knew he was going to go down this. I know that I should have just.
We haven't even talked about Gretzky.
No, it's fine.
Here we go.
No, I'm done.
Also more dominant than
Brady. I'm sitting here for 4 minutes. You guys talk about Marc Gasol. I am worn out.
Also more dominant than Brady. Marc Gasol.
Marc Gasol. Yes. You hope he is. Jonas Valanciunas in Memphis will be more dominant than Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. There's a scale here. There's a scale of things. All right, let's just kick this off then. Marc Gasol.
Do you guys like the trade?
I'm fine with it. I was too emotional about it yesterday because although
emotional which way?
Sad. I was sad. It's been 1 year and we've seen both DeMar and JV gone. And I think that there's a certain likability and they're both a bit charming and they're both kind of obscure, right? Like, I don't think either one are like super cool. So they're like a little nerdy in a sense. Like, I don't know. I just had an affinity for both of them. It's sad for me that the era of the Toronto Raptors that brought the Raptors into the conversation in the NBA and made them legitimate, two of those major players are gone. That made me sad. With that being said, I think Marc Gasol does do some things for this team that they need this year. And so I'm fine with it. And they didn't have to give up OG, so I'm fine with it.
My initial reaction was, meh. Like, yeah, I mean, is it an upgrade? Sure, but it's a marginal one. I think the moves in Philly and Milwaukee were greater upgrades, not necessarily because they're greater players, because they actually addressed greater need.
Didn't your heart sink when they got Mirotić? That's bad.
Yes.
It's bad that they got
Simmons?
Him.
Who the Raptors were interested in Mirotić. Yeah. And the cost wasn't high. They didn't have to give up a first-round pick for Mirotić. They gave up second-round picks and a player in Thon Maker who wasn't in the rotation anyways. If this was Mike Conley coming back the other way, if that was the Grizzly, I would be a little bit more excited because he's closer to his prime. I will say this. You can't say this regime is not trying.
No.
In short order, Serge Ibaka, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Marc Gasol, all guys who had real playoff moments in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. They're now Toronto Raptors in that group, that We the North group that kind of came up and was above schedule that we loved. A lot of those faces are now gone. So the conversation was, well, this group is stale. Right. What is their ceiling? Whether this works or not, you cannot fault this regime for not going for it and trying.
No. If you're dumping the coach and you're dumping the star shooting guard, then everybody knows they can.
It's up for
Masai
grabs.
Masai might come for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might get Masai'd.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah. And I look and I go, and I think him being here next year, Donovan, is I'm not looking past this year. It'll be devastating. Like, I think we all would have been more okay with Boston. If it was just going to be a Boston-Toronto shootout in the conference finals, we all thought that. I think people can live if Boston plays better. I think we can live with that. I think people will be crushed, even if Milwaukee doesn't beat Toronto, to watch the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
That was not on anyone's radar 12 months ago.
No. And so the interesting thing is what this looks like next year. Because the axis for all of this is Kawhi Leonard. If he leaves, I mean, winter might be coming, right? What Serge Ibaka has said.
Is that like, Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Because the only reason Serge Ibaka said, listen, we need him to stay. All of our careers are in jeopardy if he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Marc Gasol, age 35 next year, opting in for sure, 25.6,
yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
You still owe Kawhi around 30 for another year. Those are expiring deals. If you want to reset, you could be shipping those guys at the deadline next year and restarting all of this if Kawhi leaves and you don't have a good start. The real player I was hoping they were getting, because Anthony Davis, that was a stretch.
They probably don't have the assets, right?
Yeah.
You can't make a better offer than the Lakers made.
Well, it would be about Dell Demps not wanting to accept the Lakers' offer.
Yeah. Or being in love with Pascal Siakam so much and believing in his ceiling so much that you were willing to take less.
Which is real.
Which is fair.
Yeah. But the guy I really was interested in was Bradley Beal, right? If Beal Street could talk. If Bradley Beal could talk about what is going on in Washington, the for sale sign is on. He was someone who helps you now, but also you could have for a couple of years.
The Lakers are the team that should have looked at Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
That's LeBron needs shooters. He doesn't necessarily need a 7-foot guy. I loved having you in. Ashley loved having you in. I've calmed down a lot. I want you to come in a lot next week. I don't know what, you know, whether you will after today.
Well, we need to get a poll.
And
Brady or Jordan?
Greg loves polls on his Twitter. He'll do a poll.
I got a lot of Pistons Bulls games on DVD. I want you to come over, come out to the suburbs, watch them, and you'll see how viscerally angry and when Rodman pushes Pippen into the basket, I loved it.
He's gonna spam you with YouTube.
It's a bad boy.
Clips,
I just Michael
stats links.
Michael hurt me a lot.
I mean, it was worse for the Knicks, wasn't it?
It was, yes, and they hate him also. Donovan Bennett was great. He was in Coast to Free Association. Check it out, SportsCenter Raptors and NBA podcast. Thanks.